The messenger of peace, Michael Douglas, he needs no introduction. I would like to express my deep appreciation, because he's not just a messenger for peace, but a messenger for the CTBT, for the Tehsban Treaty. Please.
Thank you. Thibault, thank you very much. Secretary General Ban, it's an honor to be here. Ambassadors, Excellencies, High Commissioner Duarte, thank you. This is a very special exhibition. I was born in 1944. And looking at this chart, it was 1 year before the first, and I hope the last, nuclear explosion that ever happened. And I hope that in my lifetime, we'll be able to eliminate them. I'm here today to appeal to the world's governments to fulfill their commitment to nuclear disarmament, which is contained in Article 6 of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. The ongoing conference should agree to a concrete action plan that provides a framework for nuclear disarmament. And within this context, the CTBT is an excellent first step, and easy to achieve. Here and now, we have an opportunity that we cannot miss. Now, we've all heard President Obama's pledge to reach out to the U.S. Senate to secure the ratification of the CTBT at the earliest practical date and launch a diplomatic effort to bring on board other countries whose ratification are required for the treaty to enter into force. My hope is that the U.S. senators will put partisan issues behind them and show similar leadership when this test ban issue is discussed in the Senate. And leadership by other countries is equally as important. Why wait for the United States when your country can make a difference by acting now? And that's why here I salute your statements announced yesterday by the Foreign Minister, Martin Altagawa. Thank you very much that Indonesia will ratify the CTBT very soon. I grew up here in New York City. And after the Soviet Union announced that it had conducted its first nuclear tests in 1949, I was in a school here in Manhattan where the teacher told me that if I saw a bright white flash, that I was to get under my wooden desk. I remember visiting my father, who had a bomb shelter in his backyard in California. The nightmarish quality of nuclear weapons has haunted me ever since then, and I see no reason why our children should bear the same burden of living in the shadow of these terrible weapons. The necessary steps, they can be taken. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Your voice adds a lot of weight to this opening, not because of the popularity alone, but because of the clarity and the sincerity of your message. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to have you here, Michael.